Okay, now we're gonna accept a bid for the water main replacement on First and Pine.
First and
Water.
Somewhere.
First Water and Pine.
Yes.
First Water and Pine.
The bid, we're only accepting item number one. We had a problem with item number two because we're gonna rebid it and refine it, because what had happened was some of the...
Just tell them what one is two.
Okay, number one is just for the water main project itself. Number two was repaving of the road. So now, item two, we're going to rebid because some of the contractors that bid on the project did part of the road, others did the whole road. So to make it fair, we're gonna start all over on item two. Item one, we have to go ahead with, we picked out our bidder, and so the project can get started before the winter. And that bid went to Mark Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
Mark had the low bid.
The low bid.
And met all the requirements for the project.
When will he start, just out of curiosity?
As soon as Mark can.
Vicki?
Yes.
I have a comment on number two. I bid with Mark on that project.
Right.
It was kind of ridiculous the way they had it written.
I know.
They bid an inch and a half the top, type six top, and they bid 3 inches of the binder.
Right.
Now, that road is gonna settle and won't be able to be paved till next year.
Right.
So it's kind of ridiculous to put an inch and a half the top of the extra expense. It's,
right.
And I am immediately available almost, and I work good with Mark, and it wouldn't cost, it would be under the limit of the thing. The blacktop was, I gave a proposal today.
Right, I
was
saw.
About $6,000 and change, and labor $9,600.
Right.
Well, it's under the limit. I would like to see it go local, naturally, and I would like to get the work, but I have a certificate of insurance, everything. But to go through all these engineers, all the expenses, all the advertising again, is kind of ridiculous. I mean, if they want to spend the money, spend the money. I don't know.
We're not going to do anything right now.
No, we're not going to do anything on it now, okay. And the engineer is going to do it for no charge.
Okay.
We just want to get that pipe in the ground.
Right. Okay. And then, like you said, it takes time for the road to settle, and then we'll go from there.
He wanted to drive the pipe under Danny's tree.
Well, not anymore.
No.
One side.
I don't know what he was thinking
we
about.
We didn't do that on purpose.
And by the way, Danny reminded us that that's not his tree, it's our tree.
And we were going to take very good care of that tree before it fell down. Okay, we're going to talk about the refacing of Sullivan Street. Resurfacing. I'm going to have our lawyer Audrey help me get along with this because it's in four parts. So, start off the list.
I don't know if you want to explain again what's happening with the town, or I can do that.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll let you.
I think we reviewed this before. As you know, the town has received a grant from the state, and what they're willing to do is contribute those funds towards the village repaving Sullivan Street. And those funds would go to repaving from the light here down to, I guess you call it the tools, but
right.
Where the new pavement ends. And the amount that the town would receive back for having taken on the cost to do that would be up to $117,000. And I think the board has also decided that while they have somebody out there doing the work, it would make sense to also repave from 209 up to Senior Horizon so that we get the whole thing paved all at once. And so that cost would be above and beyond $117,000 coming from the town. And the village would use some money that they get from the state on their own, as well as the general fund, to fund that. And the total cost of that is $166,000. So what the board needs to do is authorize a bond to take on that $166,000. Up to $117,000 will then come back from the town, and then the rest.
$22,000 from the
state grant that village is getting, and then the rest out of the general fund. In order to do that, we are going to enter an agreement with the town for them to contribute $117,000 for the portion that's from the light here down to 209. So what we need to do is four steps tonight. The first one will be to comply with SECRA, which is the State Environmental Quality Review Act. The board's taking this action to repave Sullivan Street is subject to that law, under state law. And the particular action that they're doing, repaving the street, is already determined by state statute to not have any environmental impact, because basically all they're doing is taking up some pavement and putting it back. And so it's called a type 2 action, which I'm sure doesn't really mean anything to anyone. But what it means is it's on that list of things that don't have any environmental impact. So the first step would be to classify the repaving of Sullivan Street as a type 2 action under SECRA.
I'll move that.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
And then the second action would actually be the financing, which is to adopt the bond resolution, which our office prepared today. Can read the title of that, which makes it clear what that's all about.
The bond resolution for the village of Birdsboro, adopted on September 10, 2007, authorizing the repaving of the portion of Sullivan Street, stating that the estimated maximum cost thereof is $166,000, said the amount there as authorizing the assurance of $166,000 zero bonds to finance said work.
And the reason we have to do that, just a little explanation, is because we have to pay the contractor and then wait for the money to come from the state. Actually, they have to pay the town who pays the contractor.
Right. Can you make a motion?
Yeah. So you probably want to do that on a roll call vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes. And so the third step is to actually enter into a written agreement, which at this point is substantially in final form, with the town, where we will agree to, the town agrees to enter into the contract to do the work, and then we and pay the contractor, and we agree to reimburse the town at this point, then the town will get funds back from the state, and then the town
will pay back the funds
to the village. It's a very complicated procedure. That's what we figured out is the best and actually the most direct way to get that done. So we need to authorize the mayor to enter into an agreement with the town.
I'll move that, Barbara.
I'll move that. Motion to do that.
Second.
Okay. And then the last step is actually just the village's contract for the repaving from the light up to Senior Horizons. So you would authorize entry into the contract for that work.
And that's with Sullivan.
No.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Anybody have any questions about the whole thing?
Yes. Does it look like it's going to be done pretty soon?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The week of the 24th.
Week of the 24th, okay.
And we will, we'll have signs up on Sullivan Street.
We'll have a party. One side will be closed, like the road.
No parking on Sullivan Street during the time.
And it should only take 2 days.
For me, that's good. There'll be no parking on Sullivan Street during that route. Pine Street will be open and all the side streets.
And signs will be
put up. So there'll be no problem for businesses to get to anything.
This is Siri Morgan. Is it a revenue anticipation?
Yeah, that's going to be the next step. Once I get the signed copies back, you can even have them signed tonight, then we'll go to the other.
That's completed.